Okay, we're up to the Mishnah on Mem Chesav and Aleph. This works. La'olam hi b'rus ha'av ad shetikanes v'rishus ha'bal v'nisuin. All the halachas that apply that to a woman who's only in arusa apply up to the point that she goes to chuppah. Until she goes to the chuppah, she has a din of an arusa, and after she goes to chuppah, she goes to nisuin, then she has a din of a nisua. Moser ha'av v'shluchei habal, harehi b'shus habal. However, if the husband sent shluchim and to get her, as soon as she gets into the hands of those shluchim, she already has a din of a nisua. Holach ha'av im shluchei habal, but if the father went along with those shluchim, or the shluchim of the father went together with the shluchim of the baal, harehi b'shus ha'av, then she didn't go out of the reshus of the father, and until she'll actually go to the chuppah. Masru shluchei ha'av v'shluchei ha'baal, harehi b'shus ha'baal. If the father sent shluchim to send her, and the husband sent shluchim to get her, as soon as the shluchei ha'av give her over to the shluchei ha'baal, she's already considered a nesua. At least we'll see what's the word halacha. It's Rashi. La'olam hi'b'shus ha'av, dimbas Yisrael mu'ras ha'lekohen hi ein yocheles b'truma. One of the halachas is, an arusa doesn't eat truma, mid rabbanan, and nesua does, so she remains an arusa until she's nichnas l'chuppah. V'zakai b'kechol schus ha'bevito. And he remains with all the zechuyos that a father has in his daughter. He's made for her nedarim. He yarshins her, and her husband does not yarshin her, and so on. L'rishus habal l'nisuin, kolomer, shetikonish l'chuppah l'shem nisuin. When does she become into the rishus of the baal completely? When she's nichnas l'chuppah. What exactly chuppah is a big machlokas, but in any case, the most easiest way of understanding chuppah is the taka nichnas l'rishus habal, that he bring her into his rishus. And they're, according to some, they have to be miyachad there, according to others, they don't have to have yichud, just bringing her into his rishus is the chuppah. Shetehei mesura l'rishus habal. She's in his rishus, that makes her a nesua. Masu shluchei av, shohay av mishalcho lo al yedei shluchad. The father sent the daughter with shluchim to the husband. Upagu b'shluchei habal masru lehem. And the husband sent shluchim to get her. And the two shluchim met. Once the shluchim of the father give her over to the shluchim of the husband, she's considered nesua. She's in his reshus now. She left the reshus of her father and she became into the reshus of her husband. Versus my la'olam. What does this mean, la'olam? La'fuke mi mishna rishona. Right? La'olam means under all circumstances she doesn't become a nesua until she actually goes to the chuppah and she actually enters the reshus of the husband. But the Mishnah Rishona said not like that. There's a possibility of a woman not being in reshus of her husband and still being in a suwa. Isnan, higiyas man velo nisu. The time, the husband gave the woman time to prepare. The arus. Gave time to his arusa to prepare herself for the nisua, and they set a date for the chasana, for the nisua. And the time came, and either because of the husband's illness or because of his pshia, they didn't get married that time. Ochlos mishalov, ochlos mishuma. He has to support her, and she eats truma if she's engaged to a kohen. Kamash malon la'olam, no, that doesn't apply. That until she'll actually be nichnas l'reshuso, even though the reason she's not l'reshuso is his fault, the ma'isa, she still doesn't eat truma, and he doesn't have to feed her. Okay, Rashi. Mishnah Rishona v'perek afalpi. Mishnah Rishona later on in perek afalpi. Higiyas man shnei masar chodesh l'psula mishitova habal l'hachin atzmo l'nisuin v'la'on l'shloshim yom. Right, we give 12 months for a psula to prepare herself from the time that the husband says, okay, start preparing yourself for the nisuin. 12 months later is the date of the nisuin, or 30 days for an almana. Lo nisu kagon she'ikiv hachosin or only shalo. So if he holds it back, either by accident, or in other words, by against his will, or willfully, then it's his fault. For ochlos b'truma, then she has a din of an nesur, she can eat truma. In bas Yisrael mureses l'kohenhi, If she's a Bas Yisrael, who's Moresis to a coin, she can start eating Truma, and he has to feed her. Okay, there are, okay. Moser ha'av l'shvuchei ha'bal, harehi b'shus ha'bal.
Is it that he doesn't have to feed her, or she just doesn't eat Truma?
But there's still the kana of that ochos mishalov could be. We had it back away in the beginning of the Tzubas.
Okay,
Moser ha'av l'shluchei abal harei b'shus abal. Omer Rav, mesirasa l'kol chutz mitruma. Rav says that this helps without real nesuim, knows real chupa, just giving her over to the shluchim of the baal, what's it called, only helps for all the other things, but not for truma. Ravasi omer af l'truma. Ravasi holds even for truma. Here's see Rashi. Misirasa l'kol, liyorsha, it helps for all the things that a nesua is different than an arusa. One is that he yarshins her. There's arusa, the husband doesn't yarshin her if she dies, when she's an arusa. Umetamila, if he's a kohen, he can't be metami to his wife, is only an arusa, only if she's an nesua. So if she dies when she's an arusa, he can't be metami. But if she was given already over to shluchei habal, so then if she dies, she's metamila. Ulamaisa yodeha, he doesn't get her earnings if she's only an arusa. Ulechol dover ish beisha kaima mesira shluchim b'makom chuppah. For all other marital things, it's affected by giving her over to the shluchei abal. Chutz meachilas truma. The time of dida mishum simpon kedlekamon b'perek afalpi v'akati ikol amechas lahachi shem yimtzu b'mumin v'yu kedusheha v'nisueha tos. Rashi learns that this machlokus between Rav and Ravasi is really dependent on the machlokas later on. What's the reason why a narusa can't eat truma mit the rabbana? I mean, Torah she can eat. She's kinyan kaspo, right? Made a kinyan, but and kinyan kaspo yochol betruma. So I mean, Torah she eats truma mit the rabbana, and they ask it for one of two reasons. One reason is of simpon, that we're afraid that since he hasn't yet seen her privately, that he'll find mumim that she has, and he will be mavatul the kedushin. If I would have known she had these mumim, she held back from me, I never would have married her. And it would be mekach tos, and then she would have eaten truma lemafreya that she wasn't allowed to eat. That's one reason. Second reason is that as long as she's in the father's house, we're afraid that if the husband gives her truma, she'll give it to her brothers and her father, and who are not kohanim, and they'll eat the truma. And they'll be chayiv misa. So if the reason is, Rashi learns, Tosfos learns differently. Tosfos could go according to either way. Right? Even simpon, once you give her over to shluchei abal, mislama the guy already checked her out. But Rashi learns it depends on this machlokas. So if you gave her over to the shluchei abal, he still didn't see her intimately. So he didn't check her out. So simpon applies. But she's no longer in her house where she can give the truma to her brothers and her father. Ravasi omer af l'truma, kesover hada omer rabbon arusa lo socha b'truma, mishum shema yimazgu lo akosu v'esaviyah, v'tishke l'achiyo l'achiyosa, v'hashu v'ein achiyo v'achiyosa etz lo shori. Now she's in the reshus of the father, and now she's still in the baal, she's in the reshus of his shluchim, that chashash is not there. So Rashi learns that the machlokas between Ravasi and Rav depends on this machlokas of why an arusa can eat truma. Right there. Esve Rav Huna l'Ravasi. So Rav Huna asked Ravasi. V'amri lo chia barav l'Ravasi. And some say chia barav asked this question to Ravasi. La'olam hi b'rshus ha'av atshi tikonis l'chupa. She always is in the shus of the father until she'll be niknis l'chupa. Right? So the chora, what's it called? You see that ad kinisa lechupa, she's not in the reshus of the husband at all, and it can't be for everything because it says that you gave her over to the shluchei habal. What's it called? That she has a din of a nesua. So what's this laolam? Must be talking about truma, right? Must be talking about truma. Laolam, she always remains in the reshus of the father legabe truma until she's nichnas lechupa. For other things, it's already Moshe L'Shluchim is enough. So you see, not like Rav Asi. Amar Lehu Rav, so Rav said either to his son Chia or to Rav Huna, Lav Amina Lehu, Lo Tizlu Basar Ipcha. Don't ask questions where you could turn it around and answer the question by learning it a little differently. Yochel Lishnui Lehu, Mesirosa Zui, Kinisosa Lehupa. Actually, tikkunis lechuppah doesn't mean literally going to the chuppah. It means anything that's in place of chuppah, like giving her over to the shluchim of the baal. Ushmuel amar lirushasa, and Shmuel said, no, it means that legabe yerusha, not legabe truma, right? Legabe yerusha, he doesn't yarshin her until she actually comes to the chuppah. There, mesira leshluchei baal doesn't help. Reish Lakish amar leksubasa. Right, ksubasa mahi, the inesa yorisla, haino de Shmuel. What's it mean, ksubasa? It means that what's it called? That if she dies, he yarshins the ksuba. So that's the same thing that what's it called, that Shmuel said. Omravina lomer ksubasa me'acher, lomer ksubasa me'acher mona. No, what it means is that if he dies, and she remarries after Mesira L'Shluchei HaBaal, the Ksuba from the next husband is only a mana. That's what it means. That's the Ksubasa, right? It affects that. It doesn't affect that till she's actually Nichnas L'Chupa. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, Damri Tarvayu, Mesirosa L'Kol, Af L'Truma. They also hold, like Rav Asi, that Mesira helps for everything, unlike all these others that say that there's some things that are left out from Mesira L'Shluchei HaBaal or L'Baal, even though she wasn't Nichnas L'Chuppa, that they hold that it helps for everything. Rashi. La'olam hi b'rishusav, v'yokim nadahai la'olam mishum achilas truma nokitla. Uktani achit kichonis l'chuppa, because it's not la'olam for everything, so it must be for some things nothing helps except chuppa. What is that truma? Omer lu rava talmido b'no, Lo sizlu baser ibcha, lo sashivu bebeis hamedrash mi mishna nepeches eshnei tzladim, shiyuchal hametaris ataris mashmo achar dvorav. Don't ask questions from Mishnayis that you could learn a different way and answer the question. Only ask a question when there's no other way of learning. Shmuel omer li rushasa, hu de mahanya mesira, shenesa bederech baal yoresh nidu naisa. Shmuel says that what is the mesira help for? Only, the opposite we said, only the gabi yerusha. That if she dies, he's yarshins her nedunya. The afagab the omer mar ishto arusa mesa ena yarsha. Right, and arusa dies, the husband doesn't yarshin her. Hacha kivin the masrach ule ochel av nehashta machmas kiruv nesuin. The father's mochel. So once there's mesira lo shluchei abal, it helps the gabi yarusha. Aval the truma la foras and the rehosh obishutvis ule mitziyosa de ena elam ishum eva vakati lekel amechash vahachi lo mahanya mesira kichuba. But for all other things, truma, mitziyasa, what's it called? All of those things, what's it called? And hafaras nadarim, she still has a din of an arusa. L'ksubasa, hu de mahanya mesira. And what's it called? Reish Lakish says l'ksubasa. That's what mesira helps, not for anything else. The hashtag boy ashatlan will say. My, what's ksuba? The mesa yoris balas on the dunya shaposik lo'av. What is the ksuba? That if she dies, the husband yarshins in the dunya that the father promised her. So that's the same thing that Shmuel said. Lomar ksubosa mi'acher mona. L'shavi al mona min anesuin. Shelo tiknu l'chachom nelamona min akonsach rekein. Anybody who marries her after she was nimser l'shluchei habal and he died, the next marriage is already considered an almana. Okay, go on. Meisvei. Holach ha'avim shluchei habal. If the father accompanied the shluchei habal, so she never went out of the reshus of the father. O shaholchu shluchei ha'avim shluchei. Or the father sent shluchim together with the shluchei habal. Also, she didn't go out of his reshus. O shahoysa la chotzer b'derech. Or she had a chotzer along the way, right? V'nichnasa imo lalin. And they went to what's it called to rest there in that chotzer, not together, but to stop to rest in the chotzer. Even though the nedunya was brought already to the husband's house, mesa via yorsha. If she dies, the father yarshins her, because there's no chup over here. There's no mesira labal. She never went to the baal's rishus, even though they rested together. It was her chatzar. Moser hav shluchei baal. But if the father gave her over to shluchei baal, he didn't go. Or she moser shluchei hav shluchei baal. Or the shluchim of the father gave her over to the shluchim, and they didn't go together. Or shehoysel chatzar baderech, shehoysel lo chatzar baderech, v'nichnasayim al v'shum nisuin. And he had a chatzar on the way, and he brought her into his chatzar l'shem nisuin, not to rest, l'shem nisuin. So they made the chuppah there. Alpa bishik suvos v'isavia. Even if the dunya is still in the father's house, he has to deliver it to the husband if she dies. Meisa bala yorsha. That's only the Gabe Yerusha. That kind of chuppah, that kind of mesira l'rishus habaal helps. But for truma, she doesn't eat truma until she actually goes to the chuppah. Tiyufta the kula tiyufta. It's a question. All of them who say differently, right? Tosfos points out not all of them, because the one who says Yerusha, that's exactly what it says over here. But it means most of them. Kasha on most of them. Mor says, "Ha gufa kasha." Omras nichnasa ima lalin tama de lalin has tama l'shein nesuin. Right, mashma. The only reason why it's not considered chuppah is because they went to rest. But if they went in l'shein chuppah, that would help, even if it was her chatzah. And then it says, "What's it called by him? He has to take her in l'shein nesuin." Mashma. If they went in just to rest, even if it was his chatzah, it wouldn't help. So then, by her chatzer, surely it won't help. So what's the pshat? Name a seifa. Nichnasa ima l'shem nesuim, or stama l'alin, right? Stama l'alin not. Om Ravashi, stame k'tani. Stam chatzer dida l'alin. By stam chatzer of hers, probably they're going there just to rest, because her chatzer. But if he would say b'feirish, I'm bringing you here, and she'll like let him rent the chatzer for free, that he should make chuppah there, then it would help. Stam chotzer didei l'nisuin. But stam chotzer didei, even if he doesn't say I'm bringing you the chuppah, as long as he doesn't say we're going into rest, then it's going to have a din of chuppah. By hers, right, if he didn't say anything, it's not chuppah. But if they said b'feirish, the shame chuppah would help even by hers. By his, if he doesn't say anything, it's the shame chuppah. It's only if he says lalin that it's no, what's it called, it's no good. Rashi. He never gave her over. He went with them. They went stam to rest. Not l'shem nesuin. Right, friends, where the nechasim are, even if they're in the husband's rishos, but that's not chuppah, and that's not mesira, and therefore it goes back to their father. Liyorsha, only the Gabi Yerusha. Laha Milsa Lechuda Huda Havinasuin. Kyufta the Kulo, Hanikapli, Yad Shmuel. All those that argue on Shmuel, who said Taket only the Gabi Yerusha, the Yerusha, it's a ktufa, it's a kash on them. Hostama, Nichnasa, the Shoah, Saimo Stam, Amrin and Suin inu. The Zui Knisa Chuposa, Apabishal Nivala Havinasuin. Masha, if he didn't, they didn't say we're going to rest, then it's automatically chuppah. It's not where they said we're going to rest. They didn't say anything. It's automatically that they're going to rest. If it's his chatzer, it's not that they said we're going for nesuin. They didn't say anything. It's automatically nesuin. Now the zu v'zu she nichnasa stam. The tanahu dekomer dehecha dechatzer shelo stam kinisa sa lo lenesuin hein elalalun. The heicha, the chotzer shalom, stam kinisasa l'shem nesuin.